Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
This is TWiT Live Specials, episode 332, recorded on Thursday, August 9th, 2018. Galaxy Note 9 Unpacked. This TWiT special is brought to you by WordPress. Reach more customers when you build your business website on WordPress.com. Plans start at just $4 a month. Get 15% off any new plan at WordPress.com/TWiT. All right, hello everyone, and welcome to TWiT Live Specials for the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 event, also known as Unpacked. I'm Jason Howell. Probably catch me on All About Android talking about all this stuff, but I'm stoked to be here early in the morning to cover Samsung's live event and reveal what I feel like everybody kind of already knows about the Note. Florence Ion is going to be joining me here shortly. And until she does, we've got a lot to kind of pay attention to because we've been hearing, you know, obviously you can hear in the background the wonderful music notes of the Samsung event. And sometimes these events, you know, they can get a little bombastic at times. Right now, I'm feeling like maybe they're taking the subdued approach. But early, you know, in the last few weeks, at least, we've heard a lot of rumors about the Note 9. So it's yet another year where it feels like we already know so much going into an event. And who knows if that's by design or what. It certainly gets people talking. But there's a lot of similarity between the Note 9, what we think we know about the Note 9, and the Note 8. Similar design, and as you can see right now, they're starting to kind of show off, you know, their little promotional videos prior to the actual announcements, but very similar design to the Note 8. 6.4-inch QHD Plus Super AMOLED display. These are all rumors, by the way. Hopefully confirmed here in a second. Snapdragon 845, 8 gigs of RAM, up to 512 gigs of storage, which I think would be, As far as built-in internal storage, that might be the highest that we've seen on a major flagship. 4,000 milliamp hour battery, so a rocking battery there. Sticking with the headphone jack, based on some leaks that we've seen, the headphone jack would be down there. Samsung's not get rid of it, not following the trend there. USB-C for fast charging. Rear-mounted fingerprint sensor. There were some rumors early on that there would be an in-display fingerprint sensor. And I think what we're kind of realizing now is that's probably going to be pushed, I would imagine, to the S10. That might be the big, like, one of the big features of the S10. And so that probably going to buck out of the Note 9. They're still doing their little promo stuff, so I'll continue. Color options for the S Pen, so they're actually getting a little bit more kind of custom. I don't know if it's customizable, but I think the different design color features through the different notes will have. There's Molly Wood. We'll have different colors for the S Pen. Also expanded functionality on the S Pen. Apparently it's going to have Bluetooth support for the first time, and we're not entirely sure what that's going to enable. Possibly, you know, maybe things for like remote control for like the camera shutter or something along those lines. And this is going to be an expensive phone, around $1,000, which has becoming very standard for these high-end premium devices. $1,000, you know, feels like a lot for a smartphone, but we're getting more and more accustomed to paying it. And, you know, even Apple proved with the Apple 10 that it's not too far of a stretch. The Apple 10 is selling like crazy. There's Molly Wood again, man. Samsung's loving the Molly Wood right now. It's great. So, you know, $1,000, probably right around there for the price point. And then we might also see a Galaxy Watch. I've heard a little bit about that as well. Kind of a next generation Galaxy Watch, renamed Galaxy Watch, and possibly a switch from Tizen to Wear OS, although I feel like that's really unlikely. I couldn't see Samsung doing that. I feel like Tizen has been a good selection for their watches, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, maybe they make a compelling argument, or maybe they just don't mention it at all if they do that. Anyways, President CEO DJ Ko heading up on stage with Samsung, and we'll kind of dive right in, see what they have to say about the Note 9.
Thank you. Welcome to Barclays Center. I'm so happy to be here today with more than 3,000 global media partners and note friends. It is an honor to celebrate the amazing note community. Your passion and insight are a constant inspiration. And your loyalty to the note is the best reward for our commitment to innovation. For me and my team, there's nothing we love better than creating the next new note. It is the device for those who seek lives filled with purpose and are motivated by a desire to do more. And since 2011, it has been the leading smartphone for achievers and creators who are pioneering new businesses, inventing new ways to work, and redefining music, art, and culture. I love the note because it forces us to break through barriers to deliver the most advanced device for those who expect more. And I'm excited to show you the next version of the world's most powerful mobile device. But my agenda today goes even further. From my first unpack as president of Samsung Mobile in 2016, I've talked about our vision for a future of seamlessly connected devices and a world of endless possibilities. I've shared my commitment to meaningful innovation that delivers value, convenience, and joy to our customers. I've spoken of my belief that it will take open systems and open partnerships to unleash the power of technology so that you can reimagine how you connect, create, work, play, and lead. I said then that no company is in a better position to achieve this vision than Samsung. And I say now with confidence that this is even more true today than it was then. So much has changed since I took the stage 2.5 years ago. Artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, augmented reality, these were extraordinary concepts in 2016. Now, they are the building blocks for a new era of continuous, personalized, and intelligent digital experiences that will reflect who we are, anticipate what we need, and deliver what we want with no limits, no barriers, and no interruptions. But that's not the world we live in right now. While our lives flow seamlessly across home, work, and play, our technology doesn't. Really, we still live in a world of digital devices and disrupted experiences. There are too many gaps, too many blind spots. Too many services are confined by the limits of a device, brand, or platform. Too many experiences are interrupted when we leave a room or go from office to car or switch between devices.
And almost, often,
also welcome to the table.
When we Lawrence. Need them the most.
Nice to have you here.
I got here just in time for my favorite Samsung presenter.
We believe.
You've been to these events before, so.
He's really great. Yeah. He has a lot of personality on stage. He's a great.
A lot of presence.
He does, exactly. We leave our life.
You know, Samsung's big on their presentation, and they've really positioned him in this, to be a grand deliverer of the overall message.
I think that's a really good way to put him. He's a grand deliverer. He's really good at that. He's really good at these kind of speeches.
Give you full control over the choices.
He brought Mark out that one time.
And the decisions.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You make
when everybody was locked away in their own virtual world.
Respect and protect.
That they have that any kind of surprises up their sleeves like that this time.
And seamless enough to flow with you without interruption as you move through your day.
Almost sounds like they're setting this up much more for integration of IoT.
I'm waiting for them to just say the word
because
Bixby.
Because only Samsung offers
hope I didn't trigger anyone's refrigerator out there.
That touch everything people do across every part of their lives. Mobile devices, TVs, and appliances that span the office, the car, the home, and everywhere in between, at a scale no other company can match. Hundreds of millions of people across more than 1 billion devices. Today, too many companies create experiences that are designed more to reinforce their business models than enhance your lives. At Samsung, we are committed.
I feel like Samsung's done a little bit of that too.
That puts
over the years.
You first.
I was going to say, this is just reminding us all of
guided
how many
our belief
Samsung actually
the
has.
Yeah.
Technology
different directions it's going.
You are creating
simultaneously.
We are creating a galaxy of experiences that span not just devices and locations, but platforms and brands.
That's basically exactly what you just said, Flo. You've seen this copy of his script beforehand, haven't you?
And anticipates.
I mean, I've seen him live before.
Yeah, you know where he's coming.
I saw his past, tours.
Capabilities and expand human possibilities. It's an ambitious vision. And we have made significant progress over the past 2 years. From smart things to our new AI research labs, from family hub refrigerators to smart TVs, with defense-grade Noxa security to keep your most important information safe.
We live in a world where smart refrigerators is its own
over our category.
Its own category.
Open,
yeah, smart everything.
Connected world. We have laid the foundation to move beyond smart devices and into a world of intelligent experiences that are seamless, continuous.
This is some good copywriting.
Deep I know.
This is,
it's pretty
I'm really
captivating.
I'm into it.
Productive. We have a great show.
With a lot of pausing
for you
in between.
Today.
Well, it's dramatic.
Yeah.
New products and services.
This is in New York City, so you have to have that theater element to it, and dramatics, and
a new partnership that demonstrates the potential of intelligence that stretches across platforms and brands. Plus, some great surprises along the way. And, of course, a new smartphone. Not just any smartphone, a phone that raises the bar for speed, power, and performance once again. A phone with more than enough memory, power, and capacity. To live your life without interruption at the pace you demand.
Capacity, where we talk in 512 gigs of storage, is the rumors have been pointing to.
For you.
That would be
or smartphone.
Heck of a lot of stories.
That will never slow you down.
Does anybody even have enough physical data to let you down. Cover that these days? Because I have to tell you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure someone does.
To keep up with you.
Hard for me to feel that.
Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, whatever you need.
That's one of the appeals.
Ladies and gentlemen, It is my great pleasure to present the all new Galaxy Note 9.
I have to say, we went from
subdued to
just like here's our platform, like what our trajectory is, and also here's our new phone.
Yes,
and look at this pen; it's yellow.
Well, and he did a lot of setup around the around all these connected devices, different categories, and oh, by the way, we're also going to announce a smartphone. So I imagine a lot of news. Like obviously, this is the Note 9 event. That's the powerhouse main event, subject, but. I'm curious to know what these other integrations that he's kind of alluding to with new partners and all this kind of stuff is actually going to mean. They're doing the little obscure. Oh, wow. They've got some really cool presentation going on this year, I have to say.
That's some 3D.
I wonder how that looks at the side.
Yeah, I'm actually very curious to see what it looks like in person.
I mean, if you're sitting on the side of those seats, like, are you seeing this? Yeah, what does this look like from your perspective? Is it one of those forced perspectives where you have to look straight on for it to look 3D and normal? Samsung Galaxy Note 9, that's the name. We kind of figured it out.
Got the yellow S Pen. I have to say, this is very halftime show.
Yeah.
It was a very halftime show.
Looked good. Pretty much matching up what DJ Ko is showing off.
Thank you.
With the rumors
Taylor
that we've
Swift
seen ahead of time.
That everyone's wearing
tell
in the
you
crowd,
more
by
about
way.
The world's most advanced smartphone. Please welcome Drew Blackard.
All right, so now we're going to dive into the phone itself. Lots of yellow going on, and that was a kind of a color palette that we've been seeing for a few weeks leading up to this.
Thanks, DJ.
With an S Pen with a
I'm
a
so
pen
excited to
color
be here at Barclays Center to introduce
what
the Galaxy
to be
Note
the
9.
Common thread here.
Galaxy Note has always been a smartphone for people who want the best of the best. And this year, we've updated it for a new generation of creators, achievers, and entrepreneurs who are remaking the world and relying on technology to do it. Recently, we spoke with Note users all over the world about what they want for their phones. And one thing became crystal clear. Note users expect more. And at Samsung, we've always tried not just to meet expectations.
Michael Fisher posted a photo on Twitter, and it just looks very...
Now, we already use our phones for
flat
so much.
Dimensional in the photo.
But what if they were even more powerful?
For those wondering at home.
What if our batteries actually lasted all day, and we didn't have to worry about how much storage... What if we could stream and download the things we want when we want them? What if our phones met our highest expectations instead of forcing us to
work around their shortcuts? I have to say, I miss listening to music and charging my phone at the same time.
Since the beginning, the Note series has always
been still winning in that category.
Yeah, absolutely.
And today, we're redefining
not bought into that ability. The headphone jack
with the most
ejection
ever made, the Galaxy Note 9.
That yellow S Pen, though.
I do like it. It's a nice splash.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it gives a little bit of extra personality.
It's very, 90s. Well, I tap what it is.
Today,
I want to say like the yellow Walkman, but...
Yes.
But it paved the way for the big screen smartphone category. And Note users were the first to see the incredible potential of a large screen. For people who pack a ton into every moment, Note lets you do more. That's why we made the screen 6.4 inches, the largest ever on a Note.
That's a lot of screen.
No kidding.
And of course, Note 9 features an end-to-end display.
You know what, people
you get a larger canvas
who commute
for writing
a lot, though,
your S-Pen,
love to have that screen time.
Video. Sure.
Just in fact, immerse themselves in their stories on the commute
Note 9
home.
A signature device because it delivers
when you've got an S Pen, having more display real estate
We've
becomes actually useful.
With a beautiful balance, razor straight lines, elegant curves using a specialized diamond cutting technique to give the frame a clean, modern look. On the back of the device, we centered the fingerprint scanner below the camera so that it's easier to reach.
So not under the
display.
Now
all of these features blend seamlessly into the design of the phone.
We really want that.
When it comes to color, this year we went big and bold.
Space to just make it happen.
You can choose from four.
I think we'll make it happen eventually.
Ocean blue with a yellow S bin.
Next year, but I guess we said that last year. So.
Lavender purple.
I like the colors.
Metallic copper and midnight black. Each designed to reflect the forward-looking style.
They never all do, though. It's like...
We also added a flash color to one of Note User's favorite
one of the more splashy colors for not US, for everywhere else.
Screen off memos. Now, no matter what color you choose, one thing remains the same. Note users rely on their phones to explore their passions and to get things done.
I think they might be matched.
So with Note 9, we didn't just design a super powerful phone. We designed a phone that can keep up with you. Now, we all know the feeling of panic when your phone gets below 5%. You're waiting for your ride, watching your battery drain away, just praying that the car comes before your
shift. And that has not happened to me in a very long time, but I know that feeling.
You should have to plan your day around your phone's battery life. That's why we created an all-day battery, the largest ever on a Note.
Okay, let's see.
No more worrying that your GPS will die right when you need it most. No more begging coworkers to borrow a charger. Instead, you can power through your entire day with just the phone in your pocket.
Oh, 4,000 milliamps.
Yeah, it's good.
That's like in a small tablet.
That's right.
That's paired up with, that's matching rumors that have been saying 4,000.
It's a good amount of battery. Than ever before. So Note 9 starts at a minimum of 128 gigabytes.
Oh, okay.
That's twice as much space.
I mean, if you didn't already know, and it wasn't already evident, the Note series is targeted at power users. That's like the primary category.
Yeah.
Hours of movies and TV shows. That's enough to get you through 30 round-trip flights from New York to Madrid. And that's just to start with. You can also get a 512-gig version.
Painful.
So 512. All right. That matches up with some of the rumors.
Just like its predecessors, Note 9 also comes with expanded storage. And get this, soon, with Samsung's upcoming 512-gig microSD card, you'll be able to get as much as 1 terabyte of memory.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you're probably going to have to pay like one terabyte for that card.
That's more than
most.
It can't be a cheap card.
Those cards, but what those cards are coming down in price. I don't know about the 512, but...
We wanted to make sure Note users could maximize performance, even when running power-intensive apps. So we gave Note 9 a cutting-edge 10-nanometer processor. Nice. And it also supports super-fast network speeds, up to a staggering 1.2 gigabits per second.
If you're lucky.
So you can stream smoother and download faster.
Where you live.
The Samsung 256 Evo Plus microSD is $85.
To get a truly great
Okay, so then it would only be like twice that.
You need a device
somewhere around there.
Too bad.
Don't take it from me.
Not bad at all.
You really need
Let's hear
space.
From someone who created one of the most popular games on the market today.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please welcome the founder and CEO of Epic Games, Tim Sweeney.
All right, and here we go. And another rumor that we've been hearing about. We knew that Epic has Fortnite for Android right around the corner.
Very contentious topic of late.
And it might be an exclusive to the Note 9.
You know, the last time I was on Unpacked stage was for the launch of the Vulkan Graphics API back in 2016. It's crazy to think how much has changed at Epic Games since then. And we've been thrilled to be partners with with Samsung for the entire time. For starters, Epic Games launched our most successful game yet, Fortnite.
To say the least.
So today, there are over 125 million people around the world building bases, gathering weapons, and getting ready for the next storm. And
that's awesome.
Judging by the tweets, just about every gamer wants to know the same thing. When is Fortnite coming to Android? So about that... we're going to be launching the Fortnite beta on Android this week, and players with Samsung Galaxy devices are the first to be invited, starting right now.
Oh, so not just Note 9. That's pretty awesome. So if you have a Samsung Galaxy device, you can get it on a beta. Pretty much at this point, we know it's not going to be distributed through the Play Store.
Fortnite on a Note 9 or Tab S4 will also get access to a special skin, Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, what really is
confused applause there.
Samsung makes the best performing Android devices in the world. And the Note 9 represents a real revolution for mobile gaming that brings a console quality, 100 player Fortnite experience to Android. Now, Epic Games has always been on the cutting edge of mobile gaming, and together with Samsung, we're ushering mobile gaming into a new era of high-end games for gamers, and we can't wait to see how players around the world enjoy it. Thank you very much.
No mention of how this is going to be distributed. Obviously, it's just available to these specific users. I don't know if that's through like the Samsung App Store or APK.
In a moment of lag,
I think it's going to be through the Galaxy Store.
I don't know.
That would make sense for Samsung users.
With a super fast processor, amazing graphics.
Epic has already confirmed that they're going to have some sort of an app that you install that is like the installer for Fortnite. I just don't know how you get that.
How very EA games-ish.
You know, people want to be able to see and hear every single detail.
They're out to make
some money. So Note 9 comes with AKG-tuned stereo speakers, the loudest ever on a Note.
I'm still bumping the AKG buds from the Galaxy S8.
Serious gamers, speed is everything. Your processor heats up, your gameplay slows down. Well, Note 9 comes with our industry-leading water carbon cooling system and a smart performance adjuster algorithm. Really, that just means that everything's going to run smoothly, even in the most intense.
Remember when we used to talk this way about PCs?
With Note 9, whatever you're doing, your phone works for you, giving you the performance that you need. And nowhere is that more true than with Note's powerful, intelligent camera. Back in February, we reimagined what a camera could do with an incredible dual-aperture smartphone camera. Because when it comes to capturing a great photo, there's almost nothing more important than light.
Right.
Just like your eye, Note 9's camera adapts to your environment. If you're out at night, the aperture widens to let in more light. And if it's a bright, sunny day, the aperture contracts to let in less light. So you can get a great shot anytime,
I will
anywhere.
Give some Samsung credit here with their super speed, photography abilities because I was looking at some Galaxy S3 photos the other night and they've held up.
The Galaxy 3 photos?
S3, yeah.
Oh, S3.
Yeah. I looked at them and I said, you know what, this wasn't too bad for 2013.
Especially for that.
And now we're building on that foundation with Note 9's brand new intelligence.
I mean, I had come from an HTC. Or no, I had gone to an HTC M9 after.
Some things are always going to be out of our control. Maybe your friend blinked. Maybe you didn't see the smudge on the lens until it was too late. Seriously, there's nothing worse than asking someone to take a photo of you and your friends only to get your phone back and realize that the photo looks terrible. Well, now, whenever Note 9's camera detects a flaw, like closed eyes or image blur, it'll automatically notify you so you can take another shot before the moment's gone.
It will yell at you.
Note 9's camera also uses scene recognition.
As one example.
To identify different subjects like flowers, food, a variety of landscapes. And then based on the scene, it optimizes the color tones so that every shot you take is Instagram ready. Now, no matter how powerful your camera is, one thing it can't do is take a picture for you. My wife and I love to travel. In fact, we just got back from Mexico City a couple weeks ago. But there we go.
Humble brag.
No matter what we did and where we went, whenever we were taking a selfie, they all ended up looking pretty much the same, right? We tried to squeeze in, get in the same shot, but it was hard to not lose the scenery behind us. But what if you could take a better photo without all that hassle? Here, let me show you what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Unpacked group shot.
Does it have a built-in selfie stick?
Camera.
Extends and, from the bottom.
You know, this is just too cool of a moment. I don't think I want to take this one alone. I need to. Matt, you want to join me? All right, here we go. Let's get in here. All right.
Wow,
one, two, three. I need my good side. Let's try this side. All right.
Oh, ready? so they're not. So basically, for audio listeners, they're getting in front of a phone that's parked on the table. They're not touching anything. They're just smiling and posing, and the camera is smart enough to realize they're posing for a photo, so I'll take one.
Let's see.
I feel like we've seen this feature in some other phones. Like I feel like Huawei phones at one point had some sort of like smile detection.
Well, you might have noticed.
We've seen this in apps before.
That I took those photos without even touching the phone.
Samsung's going to make it work really well, though.
I used this.
There we go. So he's holding up the S Pen, and this is one of the other rumors that the S Pen has Bluetooth built in, so you could use it as an automatic shutter.
You know what? That's
smart.
That should have been done years ago.
Yeah, that's really smart.
John Wong.
You know how many of those little Bluetooth key fobs I have around the house, just so I can take a picture of myself?
Absolutely.
What's up, New York City?
He's stoked.
Yeah. I am pumped to be back at Unpacked, especially because this time it's in my own backyard. Like Drew, I've taken a lot of selfies, and it would have been super handy to have that S Pen. Since the very first note, the S Pen has been an essential tool for power users who want to do more with their smartphones. And as you just saw, the new S Pen has some pretty cool new functions. That's because now it supports Bluetooth Low Energy.
Ah, there you go.
Turn it into the ultimate remote control.
Bluetooth. Yeah. Ultimate remote control. Okay.
Okay, what else can it control it?
Yeah, I know, right?
With some help from our partners, we've beefed up the S Pen. Now,
it's beefed up.
You can use it to play and pause YouTube videos.
Okay.
So don't smudge the screen with my greasy pizza hands. To capture snaps in Snapchat and take your selfie game to the next level.
Who is still using Snapchat?
Or flip through some slides in Microsoft PowerPoint. Work in the room. Cool.
That's more real world.
Yeah, I like that.
Speaking of work in the room, you can even use it to control something much, much bigger. In fact, I've been controlling this presentation with my S Pen.
Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, pretty cool, eh? Check it out. I can go backwards. I can go forward.
How?
All with a simple click of the S Pen.
There's only one button.
So the S Pen becomes more than just a stylus. It becomes a remote control function for the phone. That's actually super smart.
Right now, we're working with a handful of partners. Soon, we'll open up the SDK to everyone.
So there is an S Pen SDK.
Your own creative ways of using the S Pen. To charge the S Pen, just put it back in your phone. A full charge takes less than a minute and lasts a whole half hour.
It lasts
even better. You don't have to charge it to use all the other S Pen features you already know and love.
So that's just for the remote.
The S Pen began as a simple way to jot down notes. Over the years, we made it better. We increased the pressure sensitivity. We made the tip finer so that it feels like a natural writing tool. And with these refinements, note users saw something else. The potential for the S Pen to be a creative tool. A new way to express themselves and create amazing art. This inspired us. So to nurture this creativity, we developed a digital community for S Pen artists to come together and share their work.
It's Pen Up.
Pen Up currently has over 4 million subscribers.
When did they launch Pen Up?
This was launched a long time ago. I want to say Galaxy S4.
Okay.
In fact,
it was launched a long time ago.
We have an artist here today.
So this has been around for a long time, so I'm not surprised they have this many users. I mean, it's global, too.
Let's give a warm welcome to our special guest, Mr. Doodle.
Mr. Doodle. Hey, real quick, before Mr. Doodle comes on stage, it's the perfect time to thank the sponsor of this Twit special. This episode of Twit Specials is brought to you by WordPress. You know, if you need a website, you have a vision, you want to take control of that vision, choose WordPress.com. No limits. You can create the ultimate online hub that's truly yours with room to grow as you aim higher. You can turn your vision into reality. Launch your website on WordPress.com. WordPress.com, you can choose from hundreds of designs, match your vision, and establish your brand. No matter how much design experience you have, it's hassle-free. WordPress takes care of the hosting, security, and software updates so you can focus on your site. You can upload images, video, audio, do all sorts of importing and exporting of content. Grow your audience, reach new customers, built-in SEO, social media features, awesome marketing tools, and you can manage your site on the go with the WordPress app. And you can launch your website with confidence. You can get 24/7 support whenever you happen to need it. Plans start at just $4 a month. 31% of all websites run on WordPress, if you didn't know. Right now, you can get 15% off any new plan purchase. Go to wordpress.com/twit to create your website. That's wordpress.com/twit for 15% off your new website, wordpress.com/twit, and we thank WordPress for their support. And now back into the S Pen, the magical S Pen capabilities. Let's tune back in.
My favorite thing, Samsung Dex.
Ah, okay.
These days,
yeah. Okay. So Dex is the desktop
these days, your phone
experience.
Is basically like a supercomputer that fits in your pocket. So why
by
not
the way,
extend
I received
that
a tweet
computing power
from
to a bigger
a
screen?
Viewer that Fortnite
Samsung Dex
is already
is
available
PC-like
in the Samsung Galaxy App Store.
Powered
there we
entirely
go. Galaxy App Store
by your Galaxy
awesome.
Smartphone.
Thank you.
Which is fine.
Dex built into the Note 9. All the computing power I need is in my pocket. Dex is designed for the work anywhere generation, and now it's simpler and more convenient than ever. Because the only thing you need to start Dex is this.
Yeah, nice
That's
little
right.
Dongle, basically,
cool.
instead of the big
All
hockey puck or anything like
is
that.
It's a single HDMI adapter, just like the one you'd use to connect your phone to a TV. Let me show you.
I guess the built-in fan base station just wasn't cutting it.
Well,
all I need
I
to
think,
do to connect is this.
Yeah, probably not a lot of people were buying that or using it. If it's
I mean,
just
it's
a simple
not really
dongle,
easy to carry
plug
around
in
with
my
you,
notebook.
But
right.
yeah, a dongle you could just put into a little pouch.
I mean, I think what they're doing here, it's kind of similar with the S Pen and with this Dex experience, is they're realizing they have these capabilities. Maybe certain people that own these phones aren't using
phone.
Them. So how do we lower the barrier of entry or give more reason to use them? The S Pen introduced remote control capabilities. People might not use the S Pen for drawing, but they're probably going to use it for remote control in some scenarios. Dex, they might be more inclined to use if it's just an HDMI dongle, you know, as opposed to having to buy a big clunky set-top thing. So maybe this broadens it out. I don't know if that'll be effective.
I can still use my Note 9 screen to do everything I normally would. For example, I could send a text message to some friends. I could browse the web. I can even use my S Pen to take notes of my performance.
So he's doing both at the same time.
Yeah.
He's using the phone and he's got stuff going on the computer.
Great.
Nailed it.
Experience.
That's a better way. That's the better approach for Dex. I think
yeah.
this is.
Thanks.
You got a video going on.
Obviously, in this scenario, you don't have a keyboard connected to
Dex,
it. You probably have to connect that, you know, separately with Bluetooth or whatever. But
and remember,
still
it's all
nice.
Powered by my Note 9. And Dex doesn't just work with your phone. You can also use it with the device we just saw, the Tab S4, to turn it into a true productivity machine.
By the way, we launched
Combined
the Tab S4 recently.
Gives you
and
an even larger canvas for your notes or your doodles. Speaking of which, let's check it in with Mr. Doodle to see how it's going.
Hey, Mr. Doodle.
Hey, Mr. Doodle.
Hey, John. I switched over to the Tab S4 for the larger screen.
That's awesome. And I actually see that you're using it with Dex. How do you like that?
Yeah, it's brilliant for getting those smaller details, you know.
That's great. Mr. Doodle is using what we call the dual canvas experience on Dex. We created it with the Adobe Photoshop Sketch team. Now, it's easy to add the fine details because you can draw on the Tab S4 screen while seeing the bigger picture on the big screen. How's it going there?
Mr.
Yeah,
Doodle makes it look easy.
I know.
Awesome. There we go.
Why don't we go on stage and check it out?
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Absolutely incredible.
Mr. Doodle's pretty talented.
Thanks so much. Let's hear it one more time for Mr. Doodle.
Mr. Doodle had a lot of inspiration from the late Keith Haring.
From the what?
The late Keith Haring.
Wasn't that amazing? And everything you just saw works on both the Tab S4 and the Note 9. From the all-day battery to the intelligent camera to the S Pen. And of course, Dex. Our goal has always been to help you work smarter and do what you love. That's why we created this super powerful Note 9. And now, it's my pleasure to introduce another device to the Samsung ecosystem. One that brings power, style, and connectivity right to your wrist. Our all-new Samsung smartwatch.
So are they changing the name? I guess they are, right? So Samsung Smartwatch, is that the actual name?
I don't know yet.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. Let's wait and see. First, we have to go through all these interfaces.
I'm really curious because some of the rumors early on were saying that they might be moving away from Tizen and embracing Android Wear OS, which I would be really surprised with. I feel like Tizen has been a good gamble for them in the wearable market, but I guess we'll find out here in a few. I don't know why they would be compelled to do that.
Yeah, they have their own exclusives,
ladies and gentlemen,
with Tizen too. Like you can Uber on marketing Samsung Watch. You can't do that on anything else.
Elena Vive, Senior Director of Marketing.
We heard you. You want your smartwatch to be connected without always relying on your phone or even your charger. Well, the Galaxy Watch is here.
There we go. There's the name.
Same and it gives Galaxy you the watch. Freedom to break away and still stay connected longer. People love that the Galaxy Watch looks like a real watch. With our signature circular bezel and rotating design, it's more than an aesthetic. It's an intuitive way to control your watch. You can choose between two different sizes, any number of straps, and over 60,000 watch faces from the Galaxy App Store.
That's a lot of choice.
The Galaxy Watch has a high-res AMOLED display with an integrated touch function. It has military-grade durability and Corning Gorilla DX Plus glass for added strength and scratch resistance. And it's water resistant, which means it's swim ready. The Galaxy Watch is designed so you want to wear it all day. And it's built so you can. It works perfectly with the new Note 9, or you can use it by itself with standalone LTE connectivity. Mm. So you can take off for a run without missing an important call or text. We're working with carriers around
really
the world,
put
so
your
you
watch
can
into
stay
do
connected
not disturb,
no matter where.
Enjoy
you
your
go.
Time running without anybody from the office
okay.
calling you.
They could wait.
The Galaxy Watch also has the battery life to keep up. We built low power architecture and next generation panel level package technology into the processor, created specifically for smartwatches. Simply put,
what is the processor?
You can use the Galaxy Watch for several days on a single charge.
Several days on a single charge. That's a bit. That's
we'll
a
see
statement.
About that.
on a single charge, huh?
You can even charge it at the same time as the Note 9 with our new wireless charger duo.
Oh, yes.
So oh, my gosh. About it charges this. The S Pen, too.
Yeah, it's two devices at
with
once.
The Galaxy Watch.
Three.
Not tethered.
Was it?
You're
well,
connected.
The S Pen was on there, too.
Oh, okay.
Now, one of the most significant things our watch connects you to is your health. The philosophy behind connected health is that all the devices in your life should work together to help make you the best version of yourself. That means three things. First, managing stress. It's important to take a break from your busy life, whether those breaks are physical or mental. The Galaxy Watch can monitor your heart rate and establish a personal baseline. And when it senses a big change, like presenting it unpacked, it can offer you a breathing guide to calm you down. Second, staying fit. Because sometimes we want our heart rates to be high, like when we're at the gym. The watch is designed to make our workouts productive and easy to track. You can choose from 39 different exercises, and it even detects 6 of the most common exercises automatically. Whether you're in a studio or in your own living room, you can make the most out of your workout. It's like having a personal trainer that tracks your progress right there on your wrist. The Galaxy Watch supports you while you're working and working out. Third, getting good rest. The watch keeps track of your sleep patterns. It can tell you how long you were asleep and how much quality rest you got.
I've never felt comfortable sleeping with a watch.
The Galaxy Watch, the Note 9, and the Samsung Health app all working together, you get a full picture of your health and the power to monitor and manage it.
I don't even like sleeping with a ring on.
The Galaxy Watch is designed to be useful.
I actually do. I take my rings off.
And it helps you manage your busy day. Every morning, I check my watch. Actually, first coffee.
Seems like we should make a mattress.
Then I pull up the weather report, my schedule, my
check my sleep patterns.
So I know what to expect. Here's my favorite part. With the new My Day watch face, the watch syncs with my calendar. So I can see when I'm free or busy with just a glance.
You are busy right now.
The Galaxy Watch helps you stay connected to your work, your life, and your health, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Being connected is also the underlying theme of Bixby, the groundbreaking AI platform we built into Note 9. And to tell you more, please welcome Jisoo
Bixby herself.
All right, so the Galaxy Watch took some people by surprise for sure. Obviously, Samsung never mentions the word Android, so we won't know.
Thanks so much, Ellie.
I'm pretty certain it's still on Tizen, though.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah,
from the very beginning, Bixby was designed with a simple purpose, to help you get things done.
Okay.
We are continuously refining Bixby, so now on Note 9, it is more conversational, more personal, and useful. So when two people have a conversation, we build upon each other. So now Bixby also can have a conversation with you too. So let me show you.
All right. Wow us with Bixby.
Yes, please.
So this is the new Bixby 화면 screen. So I need concerts in Brooklyn over Labor Day weekend. Oh, it's live demo.
If you're lucky. You shouldn't. Nothing really booked.
I need a concert in Brooklyn over Labor Day weekend.
I found these concerts in Brooklyn, New York during the Friday, August 31st weekend.
Bixby already knows that Labor Day weekend begins August 31st, so that it shows some concerts in that period of time. That's good. Let's try another date. How about the first weekend in October?
Found these concerts in Brooklyn, New York during the Friday, October 5th weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So Bixby, remember that we are talking about concerts in Brooklyn.
It
means that
results.
I don't need to repeat myself.
Bixby is what I mean by Google Assistant Zero.
Being conversational is good, but that's not enough. When you talk to your close friends, they already know who you are, what you like.
I mean,
Bixby won't replace your best friend, I hope. But it is designed to do similar things. For example, I need good restaurants in New York.
Here are some restaurants in New York.
Voila. Bixby knows that I like French food, so it listed a French restaurant at the top. Let's check it out. It looks great. It's wine and cheese, and also some Belgian food as well. I want to make a reservation. So let me press the button at the bottom.
And a half.
Should I make the reservation?
As you can see, Bixby has already filled in the number of people in my party and the reservation time based on my previous bookings. All I have to do is tap the reserve table button.
Reservation details sent to email.
That's it. This is what I mean by more personal.
I need to use it. I need to see how it works in person.
Oh, by the way, I also want to know how to get there. So let's press navigate button here.
Yeah, a lot of people pointing out in chat how robotic the voice sounds. Our ears are getting more and more used to these more natural sounding.
Not too far from here. Great.
Especially the voice,
interactions. I can do that.
So when it sounds robotic, now, it really stands
some
out.
Some of you might have noticed that even though I look for concert tickets or a reserved table, I never actually said the words Ticketmaster or Yelp. In fact, I haven't installed those apps yet because this is brand new Note 9. It just worked. This is what I mean by more useful.
My understanding is this was supposed to be the whole point of Bixby's use in the first place.
Yeah.
It was a little less about
device control.
Yeah,
you're working with many partners to build a seamless
life
integration
in
Bixby.
System. Yeah,
this means that users can access many of their favorite services in a snap. For our partners, they can reach out many more potential users. You may have also noticed that Bixby works with Google Maps. That's right. We are working with Google to make sure Bixby works well with some of their key services. And of course, if you say, hey, Google, to your Note 9, Google Assistant will be there for you.
Yeah, my phone did not wake
but
up.
But this is an unpacked event, so let me try one more example of how Bixby works.
So Bixby wasn't working with Google services before?
I need a ride to JFK.
Kind of seems like a notable piece of information.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I've barely used it, to be honest with you.
I mean, over time, I used it in the beginning.
And now I kind of feel like, yeah, exactly. I used it in the beginning, and then I wasn't impressed, so then I didn't really...
Ready to request ride?
Ready? Okay, clap.
Request. Thank you.
I think that was an Uber request.
With just 6 words and an Uber account, I can order a car to the airport. I never have to open an app.
I should just use Bixby
myself
for a week.
Or fill in the details.
To, like, do everything I would do with the assistant.
Yeah.
And just power see of conversational, personal.
How that makes me feel.
All right. So they're improving Bixby, making it more of like a all-encompassing
so
virtual assistant.
All the experiences you've seen device control here today are only possible because of our amazing partner.
I'm
Thank
just really
you.
Surprised they're not making more of a control your devices with it because of the whole smart things.
With their services
like,
and our innovative AI technology,
me too.
We are making better Bixby better than ever. So far, you've seen what Bixby can do on Note 9.
All right, let's talk about Project Treble.
What if everything I just showed
just
you
is
also brought inside your home?
Software update.
Inside your home.
Today, for the first time, we are unveiling a brand new product that brings together Bixby, amazing sound, and elegant design.
All right, so a Bixby Home Assistant.
Are you ready? Here. Listen.
Listen, it fills this room with no help from our in-studio, in-room speakers. Listen.
Hi, Bixby. Play music.
Samsung loves this stuff.
I know.
They love to go for it when it comes to these reveals.
It's just once you place this thing in the house and you get like grease all over it and
AKG.
Like, I see what's happening.
So yeah,
this is going to be more of a. I have a feeling this is going to be more of a HomePod than a Google.
Yeah, kind of what it looks like. I mean, yeah. It has a simple, I mean,
yeah. This is definitely
like an upside down Google.
It looks like a spaceship.
And you know, Samsung now owns AKG. AKG is part of the Samsung brand. Samsung has been including AKG headphones in their packaging for their phones. I have to say, for like included in-ear headphones, the AKGs are actually really great.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm still using all these years.
You just heard came from these 160 Galaxy Homes.
So basically, they filled the room with 160 Galaxy
Homes. So when we designed this speaker,
that's
set
the
up
sound
to deliver high-quality sound. Thankfully,
that's
with the AKG, every aspect of Galaxy Home is engineered to make your music sound amazing. It has elegant circular form factor with 6-meter high-range speakers that send the sound in every direction. And it has a subwoofer that provides deep, rich bass as well. And with the Harman's natural sound processing, you get a realistic surround sound experience that feels like you are right in the middle of the live concert. We've also integrated Harman's sound steer technologies, which detects your location and optimize sound based on where you are in the room. Just say, "Hi, Bixby, sound steer," and the music is directed right at you. As I mentioned before, the Galaxy Home also has Bixby and the SmartThings Hub built
that
right in.
That stuff is very
so it gives you instant
marketing-ish.
Access to the largest open ecosystem.
What's that,
smart
the sound
devices.
Steer?
Just the idea of like the
voice.
Sound being perfectly tuned.
So it is as easy as saying, "Hi, Bixby."
They're doing a lot of, there's a lot of
the
technology
Galaxy Home
in the, kind
also
of like
has
the spatial
there is.
Processing
there
to make it sound like their speakers are doing more than
yes,
you would
exactly.
give them
it makes
credit
it
for,
sound
you know?
Like the speaker's doing more than you would give them credit for.
This is a just first look at this amazing speaker. We are excited to share more details about it soon.
Okay, so no release on that, but more details soon. I mean, of course, Samsung is getting in this space. They have their smart assistant. This is the obvious direction to go when you have a smart assistant.
Perfect example of how we are expanding our ecosystem of
intelligent
devices.
So I just
want to
comment, we know that Samsung owns JBL and Harman Kardon.
Right.
So this speaker looks very Harman Kardon-like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he was saying Harman throughout there.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, there's a lot of integration of their different brands.
But I mean, just the legs. Like I had a speaker with those exact legs and that exact black mesh speaker look.
Yeah, meant to be more of kind of like a signature kind of decorative device as opposed to just an ugly speaker. You know what I mean?
I think it's interesting.
Elevates the design a little bit.
I think it's interesting that Samsung did the sleek look versus Google's comfort mod.
Yeah, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks, Jisoo. As you just heard, seamless connection is a key part of our vision to integrate all of our devices into a unified open ecosystem. There are a lot of smart devices in our lives these days. And we at Samsung have always believed that all your devices, whether you carry them in your pocket, wear them on your wrist, or install them in your home, should work together effortlessly to bring you one continuous experience. As you heard from DJ at the beginning of the show, that's the promise of the Samsung ecosystem. And we work every day to deliver on that promise. How are we making this all happen? By infusing our ecosystem and all the devices within it with intelligence. Take the Galaxy Home, for example. As you just heard from Jisoo, it's a powerful speaker with Bixby built right in. But even the best speaker isn't worth much if you don't have access to great music. More than any other art form, music touches every moment of our lives. It's a huge part of my life. I have a playlist for my morning run, my evening commute, and just about everything in between. Of course, the days of listening to music on just one device are long over. Today, half of all millennials are listening to music on as many as 3 different devices. And too often, those devices, they don't work so well together. That's why we're dedicated to making music available wherever you are, whatever you're doing, at home and on the go. It's a big goal. And we knew we couldn't do it alone. So we started searching for a new music partner to join us on this mission. A partner who's committed, like us, to helping you access just about any song you want, to keep track of the artists you love, and to discover new music tailored perfectly to your tastes. We had to make sure that they share our values and are committed long-term to helping people enjoy music in new ways. Lucky for us, and more importantly, lucky for you, we found the perfect fit. We are so excited to introduce our go-to music partner for our multi-device ecosystem, a meaningful long-term commitment to help consumers discover and enjoy music in ways that
Spotify,
have never
all those screenshots were Spotify.
Of course.
And also
of course
Twitter.
It's Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome CEO of Spotify.
It would've been interesting if it was YouTube music.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. It's
CEO
really
Spotify,
great
Daniel.
To be here at Unpacked. When we created Spotify, we had a simple goal. It was to make music accessible to everyone while supporting the artists who created it. And since then, we changed how the industry works. We made it easier than ever for people to discover new music and
there's
for artists to find
that could have
and
been
connect
started
directly
by
with their
today's
fans
Samsung event,
while
just
also
by
getting compensated for their work.
Powerful statements.
Yeah.
We examined how people use Spotify, and we know that listeners stream different kinds of music at different times, in different places, and most importantly, on different devices. And we think music should be easy to access on all of your devices. And we want it to be as seamless to switch from one device to another. So the partnership we're announcing with Samsung today is a true cross-platform listening experience. You know, Samsung makes devices for every aspect of our lives. It's really everything from smartphones and TVs to tablets, speakers, watches, and even refrigerators. And we have designed Spotify to deliver personalized music to consumers around the world, wherever they are, and on as many devices as possible.
Including
it's
your refrigerator.
It's a really great fit. And to show us how it all works together, let's bring back Drew.
Thanks, Daniel. As we were just talking about,
I wonder if they're
going to
solve
the
one user
work. It's usually a Spotify
for household
playlist.
Problem. Because
last week on my Discover Weekly, this song came on. It's a good one.
Oh, did it?
So I'm driving home.
Maybe it's a backup.
When I get home, usually go into the living room, watch some TV.
Oh, he's playing the music.
So a prompt will come up automatically when I get into the living room.
Oh.
And all I have to do is
that's like a speaker.
Hit one button to push that right into the living room TV.
Oh, that's an interesting
perhaps
approach.
We should use that. I want to know.
So he's showing that through the different devices,
sounds
Spotify
great.
Can
didn't
basically follow him
but
as
when
he
I get
goes
home
throughout
from work,
the home.
Usually I'm pretty hungry. Maybe I want to go to the kitchen, cook up some dinner. Good thing I've got a Galaxy Home in the kitchen. So all I have to do is hit play on the Galaxy Home.
I mean, that's great. I like that push button ability versus having to log into the app and change casting the way that you do with Google. But again, I want to know the multi-user thing because we only have my Spotify account.
Yeah,
it's always a snafu.
Thank you, Drew.
It interrupts when I'm in the car.
Spotify becomes part
of the setup experience
on a Samsung device from the very beginning. So, for example, when someone buys a phone, the user can easily discover the Spotify app on Samsung's smart switch. And soon, Samsung smart TV users will be able to link their Spotify and Samsung accounts through the SmartThings app. It's a really a new level of integration that will allow Spotify to be easily accessible and discoverable on Samsung devices. But this isn't just for phones. Spotify is also on Samsung TVs and launching on Galaxy Home speakers. And soon, you'll be able to control Spotify through Bixby, and will also be integrated in Samsung Music. So this will really allow listeners to receive recommendations from Spotify, discover new playlists, and create new musical experiences. And our partnership will make discovering new music feel easier than ever before. Fans can quickly access music on Spotify, and then move their music seamlessly between devices. And as we move forward with this partnership, we believe this out-of-the-box experience will only become more frictionless.
Very curious how many people
in the future,
are going to convert over to this new ecosystem
integrated
after
Spotify
we've
experiences
been
on
basically
Samsung
telling
devices.
Everyone to choose between
and we're talking about
Amazon
hundreds
and Google.
Of millions of devices.
Yeah, that's that's regularly, so that's the challenge that Samsung really has. It really wants to, now, and it, you know, in some cases proves that it can be its own full ecosystem.
Thank you.
For people to buy into, but I think they hope and anticipate more of that transitional
movement
from users. I don't feel like it happens to the degree that they would hope for, but maybe it happens enough, and maybe it happens in other markets outside of the U.S. I'm not entirely sure.
With Spotify, Samsung Galaxy users will now be able to enjoy seamless music experiences across all our devices. We are super excited about today's announcement. And it's just the start of things to come. As I said earlier, we love to create the new Note. And I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to the Samsung team here in the U.S. and all the Samsung teams around the world who helped make this great new product possible. Thank you. The opportunity to make the world's most advanced smartphone even more powerful, even more innovative.
I mean, look, Samsung
phones are great. I can't wait to see how you use it.
Yeah.
Can't really say anything never against that. They're solid.
To achieve more than we ever thought.
They make everything
possible. So I'm excited to announce that the Galaxy Note 9 will be available beginning on August 24th.
Very soon. End of the month. We have time to save some coins. Look in the couch cushions for some extra moolah.
But our commitment
2 weeks from now
was beyond sale.
The most advanced and powerful smartphone. We believe the future of connected devices and seamless experiences begins here and begins now. From the speakers for your home to the watch on your wrist.
Again,
to the music
speaker,
you listen.
The design is going to give me. It's going to take a second for me.
Yeah.
Everything you will see here today is a step forward into an open and connected world of experiences powerful enough to keep up with you. You inspire us to push through barriers and make the Note better every year. It's not easy every year, frankly speaking.
I told
so
you.
So let me end by saying thank you.
No, thank you, DJ Carl.
There is no one like you. And there's nothing like the Note. Thank you.
I can't help but just shut up and listen to him when he talks.
Because he's telling us what we want to hear. Thank you, DJ.
Thank you so much. You've reaffirmed, yes. Want a smart speaker that looks like a wine glass with three stems.
All right, so the event is rounding out.
They'll do some
splooshy, splashy graphics of all the different Note 9 designs. What do you think, Flo? Note 9. Let's start there. Any big surprises? Or is it just kind of like a standard step up evolution from last year?
I think they did a great thing with the S Pen, just making it an actual accessory that you can pop out and use for other things. I mean, of course, making it a pointer for PowerPoint presentations and things of the sort, that's what people are using these phones for. So it makes complete sense.
Right.
And the Note customer is supposed to be like the professional, you know, the person who is busy doing things and, you know, maybe the student as well. And if you're a student, you know, you can't haul all that stuff with you.
If you're a student, you can put every single assignment you've ever done in your entire life on the 512 gigs of storage.
Although I will say, if you're a student, the Note 9 is going to be very expensive for you.
It's expensive. This is not an inexpensive phone. $999 for the 128-gig version. So that's the baseline grand, basically.
Right.
$1,249 for the 512-gig version of the Note 9. I feel like I need to wave back at them.
Hi!
Hi! So you're paying a pretty penny for this phone, and you're probably not expecting to have to upgrade it again a year later, to say the least.
3 years later, maybe.
Yeah, hold on to this for a while if you're getting it. But you get a lot of phone. No question. This is top of the line, premium, modern smartphone, right? 6.9-inch. Not 6.9, 6.4. That's a typo. QHD plus Super AMOLED display. That looks really nice, long, slender, has the infinity display drop on the sides.
Signature Samsung move, infinity display.
Right. And yes, that's worked really well, I feel like, for Samsung as far as their design. And that's probably why you don't see a whole lot of design kind of tweaking year to year.
Yeah, I was going to say. Deviation.
Yeah, deviation, right.
I don't know. It's the word that came to me.
It seems to kind of stay in line with that. 4,000 milliamp hour battery.
That's a lot of battery.
A lot of battery packed in there. Hopefully they aren't sandwiching it in there super tight like they did with the Note 7 that ended up being quite a debacle.
I did see some talk about that on the internets about, is this a brave move?
It's 2 years later. They've learned their lesson, right?
It's true. And they built that battery factory, right, to test all the batteries. Yeah. So
we like to think that Samsung has learned their lesson there. They've also stuck with the headphone jack in the device. They didn't really mention They didn't even throw any shade, in that regard.
They've thrown enough shade.
Yeah, they've already done that.
I think the Galaxy S is the shade thrower.
Yeah.
S is for shade. the Note. The Note is
now I know what S is. They were throwing shade before shade was a thing.
Yeah, they did.
Before we knew what shade was. Yes, and 8 gigs of RAM. I mean, this is stocked. Like we said earlier, this is really a phone and continues to be this year after year, a phone designed for power users.
But I want to know who are the power users out there that are making the most use out of this, because I say that I would make use out of it, but
What is the feature, year after year? I feel like we're hearing some bleed in here. We're hearing ourselves back to us. Year after year, we get the notes and we play around with them. And I feel like I have to continually try and work on convincing myself to use the S Pen for this or for that, because I don't normally have that on a phone that I use on a regular basis. And it sounds really appealing and really nice to be able to jot down a note on the run. Maybe I just don't live with it long enough for that to just get baked into my psyche and become the thing I do every day. And I wonder how many note users actually rely on the S Pen to the degree that I think Samsung hopes they do.
Can I bring something up on that?
Absolutely.
So you were very nice to let me long-term borrow your Pixel Pen, which I really appreciate. Long-term borrow.
Well, one reason why? Because I never use it.
Right. So I started using it and I quite enjoy it. Doodling sessions.
Doodling.
And so I've tried to really enjoy doodling on the Note smartphones and on the tablets, the smartphones and the tablets. And I have to say that neither were as enjoyable as drawing on this form factor because of just the bigger screen. It feels more of that notebook feel versus the smaller screen. Even on an 8 or 9 inch tablet, it still doesn't feel like enough room to really expand.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about.
You want to draw the big mounted on your wall picturesque doodles. You want to be Miss Doodle.
Yeah. Absolutely no affiliation with Miss Doodle.
No. We can all aspire to be a Mr. or a Miss Poodle. A doodle. Poodle's a totally different thing.
Yeah, but it's a very small pen is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
It's a very small pen, and it is definitely for very specific uses. And I think
that's definitely meant to be baked into this smaller device, so that makes sense. Yeah, the pen, whatever Google's calling it, the Google Pen for the Pixelbook, is it the Pixel Pen? I'm not even tired of sure. But I mean, it's a large pen.
It is.
It's sizable.
It is.
So big difference there. Some gaming features here, or features that gamers are going to like. And that's actually another category of user for the Note 9 because of the increased, awesome top of the line specs. They're great gaming devices if you like to game on Android. AKG stereo speakers, they say they're the loudest ever. Also water carbon cooling system to kind of keep things cool down so you can play games like I would imagine Fortnite is probably pushing the boundaries of what our devices can do on a graphical sense. And that is exclusive to all Samsung devices, not just the Note 9, starting today via the Samsung App Store.
Yep, there's people already downloading them from
Why are
the
we
Galaxy
not?
App Store.
I feel like I'm missing out. I will after this.
Though. Yeah, probably, just to check it out. I mean, I really want to know how you're going to be gaming on this giant 6.4-inch screen. That's a lot of screen to touch.
Not as giant as the screen that we have in the studio. How big is this screen? 100-inch screen 100. On this wall. Fortnite on Android cast to that screen. That would be an interesting thing
hey,
to do.
Hey, well, you might be able to do that with that Dex dock.
Yeah, the Dex dongle dock adapter.
Yes, the
there it is.
Dongle.
You can see this. Oh, my goodness. Just take a look at that. That is a screen. That is a 100-inch TV screen. It looks amazing.
It's very comfortable to me right now,
I'm sure we're going to hear more about that on the network. But, yes, you bring up the Dex technology, and in years past.
Desktop.
I mean, Dex has been around for a couple of years now, but it's always been isolated to a separate, like, desktop piece of hardware that you mount your phone into. And
I thought it was because the fan was really important to keep the phone cooled.
Well, you know, now that they've got the water carbon cooling system, maybe that's not as important.
You're right.
But now it's isolated to an HDMI dongle. So in a sense, that opens up the playing field. People have more reason or are just more capable of running Dex on their phone. Whether they will, that's always the big question. Like, do people want to do this? I know Ron Richards holds true to the fact that this is the future, but he also hasn't lived his life off of these things on a day-to-day basis. So it seems like the future. I just don't know if it
is. Yeah, it seems like the future.
And we didn't really talk at all about the smart camera. Samsung made a big deal about how the camera system has been improved. Samsung cameras, like you said, always have been, you know, have historically been really great.
They've been pretty great, yeah.
They pack in really nice camera technology and produce great pictures, but now they're adding in kind of smarts into that. So scene recognition, identification of certain things in order to adjust settings, warnings when something happens when you take a picture. You might not have realized that person's eyes blinked right at the shutter.
Can't have blinking folks. No. Not when you've got folks from out of town. You want to get them with the eyes open.
You want to get it the first time. Or maybe your lens is smudged. Samsung, the Note 9, will now recognize this. And right when you take that picture, say, hey, you might want to retake that. Somebody's eyes blinked.
I think it's
smudged.
Last two Galaxy S's did that as well.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah. It would tell you, like, there's dirt on the camera.
But I think this is after you take the picture.
Oh.
This isn't like alerting you. This is you take the picture and it analyzes it and says, that picture that you thought was great.
In case you were just like quickly snapping a photo and just like not really paying attention.
It says you might
want to
take that again because somebody's eyes were closed, that sort of thing. The S Pen, we kind of talked about that a little bit. It's a Bluetooth LE embedded in the S Pen now.
Yes.
So can do all sorts of remote control things. They showed off the obvious, which is, you know, like the shutter for your camera.
Yes.
So you
can take a picture of yourself going,
I'm over here. And then what does this outfit look like?
Then put the S Pen behind you and then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, we're so used to seeing pictures of people in the mirror with the phone. Yeah. You know, now we'll just see.
You have no excuse now. You have to take your own pictures now because you have an S Pen.
This is the future. And let's see here, SDK and for the S Pen.
By the way, the S Pen charges inside of the phone, which is another thing to mention. Within 40 seconds.
That's crazy. Full charge within a minute,
For a
half an hour of use.
You know, I think that's like my portable vacuum cleaner, my little hand vac. The same. Yeah, 20 minutes.
So the battery runs out and you're like, I need a minute. Put it in there, wait a minute, and you're good to go again. That's crazy. That's awesome. And I think
there's not much to charge there.
I think, yeah, that's true.
To be fair.
That's the phone itself, rear mounted fingerprint
sensor.
Now, we
didn't just have a phone come out today. We didn't just have a phone announced today.
We had the watch.
We had the watch as well.
Samsung Galaxy Watch.
Yes.
Which, you know, circular bezel, two different sizes, interchangeable straps. They said 60,000 watch faces. They didn't mention whether this is Tizen or
I doubt it's
WatchOS. Yeah.
Wait, WatchOS.
WatchOS. Yes, I know. Google changes it every 2 weeks, so
it's hard to keep up with it. It's just, and then Apple's sounds the same, and it's We couldn't choose anything without the W to start it off. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. HD AMOLED display on the watch. The watch looks nice. It still looked kind of a little thick. I mean, they all do, right?
I mean, it That's just kind of standard for small watches. Has standalone connection in it. Mm-hmm. That's bulky. You're not going to be able to slim that down yet.
That's true. LTE in there. Yeah. Several days on a single charge, though. That was
that
their big, bold statement.
I'm sorry. I got to see it to believe it. Yeah. It's one of those things. I can't just have blind faith.
We'll see on that one. Wireless charger duo charges the Note 9 and the Galaxy Watch at the same time. Bixby, I'm still kind of, to be honest, I'm still kind of confused about what the Bixby announcement was. I mean, I guess it's just more working on integration with Google services, aiming to be more contextual and conversational.
You don't want Siri, here's Bixby.
Integration not just with Google services, but also with other apps and everything. So they are broadening the reach and the purpose of what Bixby is, less of a device control, more of a general digital assistant, which makes sense because of the Galaxy Home, which is basically the Bixby home speaker.
Right.
Which you are the lady of IoT, so I'm sure you will be living your life at some point in the near future with the Galaxy Home.
Yeah, I know. Again, like I said earlier during the stream, it really feels like a Harman Kardon device, which I know it has some of that Harman wiring in it, which means it's probably going to sound really great and really bassy. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to give, you know, the Google Home Max and the HomePod, probably going to give you a bit of like, what should I choose between these? But ultimately, it's going to be down to the assistant, what you choose
right.
in that category.
Right.
It really, because it really isn't about sound quality there. It's really about, do I like the assistant enough to play music through this?
Well, and this is kind of proven through Apple, and it's HomePod, right? Apple is banking on the fact that Siri as a home, as an assistant, isn't kind of up to comparison with some of the others, but that the speaker is amazing. And yeah. has that worked out for Apple?
Market.
It kind of hasn't.
Well, I feel like that works out for Apple because also they have a lot of music, you know, music parallel
DNA,
services.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, they have music in their DNA. That's not to say that Samsung doesn't, but not in the same caliber.
Well, they're trying. They have the Spotify partnership.
Yeah.
Spotify
that's the way
on
to do
all
it.
Devices that follow you around the home like a creepy stalker.
Well, again, I want to know how they're going to deal with multiple user accounts because the way that smart speakers work now, you can only have one user account at a time.
Yeah.
Which is very
that
limiting.
That can be a challenge unless you have like a family plan, but I don't know how that works in Spotify. On Play Music, we have a family plan.
Oh yeah,
we
that's
don't
true.
Run
there
into
is
those
a family
issues.
Plan.
But Spotify, that might be different. But yeah, the Galaxy Home does sound interesting. More details soon. There's no specific release on that, no price, anything like that. One thing that's interesting was the SoundSteer technology that basically they say it optimizes sound based on your location in the room. And you would
Sounds
say, hey, Bixby, SoundSteer. And it would direct the sound towards where you happen to be, where it detected that sound coming from.
Versus the Google Home Max, which apparently
just
does
fills
it.
Just, the room.
It just does it live.
Yes.
The algorithm is constantly
adjusting
the sound
based on where it's located
of the
and all
room,
that kind of stuff.
And just kind of like the way it's pinging back with the different microphones.
Yep.
Is my
yep.
understanding from an article I wrote many moons ago. But yeah. But it's interesting, though, to see that that's becoming a real like marketing catch for these companies. I mean, Apple's got their own version, Google's got their own version, and now Samsung's got its own version. So,
Yep. No confusion there.
It still just kind of feels like a marketing shtick to me, honestly.
Yeah. We'll see where it all lands. I think, did we miss anything? I think that's probably about it.
Release date for the Note 9 for anybody who is just hoping to jump right on that. I believe August 24th?
Did I get that right? August 24th. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's basically 2 weeks away.
Yep.
So not next Friday, but the Friday after.
Yep.
If my math is correct.
Two Fridays from now.
And you can jump on the Note 9 train.
Yep. Choo-choo. Here we go. 8 gigs of RAM. Just want to hone that in there. 8 gigs of RAM.
That's good.
So this is a future-proof phone, I would say.
Well, yeah. I think it's
or pretty, a future-facing phone.
You know, they didn't mention the Snapdragon. Would it be the 845?
Yeah.
Did they mention whether it was a Snapdragon? Snapdragon 845, depending on the region, or the Samsung Exynos 9810.
Right.
So in the U.S., North America, it's going to be the Snapdragon.
Right.
Cool. Well, I think we've done this.
Yes, we have.
We want to thank DJ Ko for inviting us to talk over him at times. And also want to thank you for inviting us to talk over the presentation at times. And thank you, Flo, for coming in and hopping on the live
coverage. Thank you for having me this morning.
What do you want people to know? What are you working on?
What am I working on? I'm working on a lot right now. So for now, just follow me at Twitter. Oh, that flow. And oh yeah, later today, there's an episode of Know How you should watch right here on the Twit Network with me and Megan Maroney, all about security systems. So watch that.
Security systems and IoT. Your whole series is on IoT. Yep. So I don't know if the Bixby, the Galaxy Home is going to be out in time to make it by your last episode.
Oh, it might, Rabbit. It Maybe. Might.
And if it does, I'm sure we'll see it on
Exactly.
Know How. Thank you, Flo.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun, you guys. Thank you so much for allowing us to kind of hopefully add a little bit of extra context and talk over things a little bit. But we had a lot of fun watching the event. This is Twit Live Specials. We do this when there are big events like the Samsung Unpacked event. We've got some coming up here in October. Google's going to have their Pixel event. We've got Apple's event that's coming up in the fall as well. We do this from time to time. So if you want to check out our live coverage, you can go to twit.tv/specials. Head over there. The recorded versions of these shows appear there when they are finished, or you can tune in live. If you just kind of check out the Twit live calendar, you're going to be able to see when those happen and when they're scheduled. So but I'm Jason Howell. I've had a lot of fun sitting here with Flo talking all about Samsung's Note 9. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it too. We'll see you guys next time on another episode of Twit Live Specials. Take care, everyone.